So the epistle for the 16th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Ephesians chapter 3. Brethren, I pray you not to faint at my tribulations for you, which are your glory. For this cause I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, on whom all paternity in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened by his Spirit with might unto the inward man, that Christ may dwell by faith in your hearts, that being rooted and founded in charity, you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, to know also the charity of Christ, which surpasses all knowledge, that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do all things more abundantly than we desire or understand, according to the power that worketh in us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus, unto all generations, world without end. Amen. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 14. At that time, when Jesus went into the house of one of the chiefs of the Pharisees on the Sabbath day to eat bread, they watched him. And behold, there was a certain man before him that had the dropsy. And Jesus answering spoke to the lawyers and the Pharisees, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? But they held their peace. But he, taking him, healed him and sent him away. And answering them, he said, Which of you shall have an ass or an ox fall into a pit and will not immediately draw him out on the Sabbath day? And they could not answer him to these things. And he spoke a parable also to them that were invited, marked how they chose the first seats at the table, saying to them, When thou art invited to a wedding, sit not down in the first place, lest perhaps one more honorable than thou be invited by him. And he that invited thee and him come and say to thee, Give this man place, and then thou begin with shame to take the lowest place. But when thou art invited, go, sit down in the lowest place, that when he who had invited thee cometh, he may say to thee, Friend, go up higher. Then shalt thou have glory before them that sit at the table with thee, because every one that exalteth himself shall be humbled, and he that humbled himself shall be exalted. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, in this gospel account, we have another example of our Lord trying to instruct us. In this case, we have this famous saying about one that exalts himself shall be humbled, and then on the contrary, the one that humbles himself shall be exalted. So we can look to see and see that as an example of humility that our Lord is trying to instruct us with, that we need to be humble. Humble in all, and in the regard, then God will exalt us. Just as we have with this example of a wedding feast. A wedding feast to where someone comes in and they just assume the highest place. Evidently, that's what had happened when our Lord was talking to them, that some of them came and they gave themselves the highest place. And so our Lord uses this parable as an example to them because they are right there. But I think also from that, again, our Lord is trying to teach us a lesson. As I say, one obvious is humility, to be humble before the eyes of God. But to continue on what I had talked about last Sunday, if you remember the famous saying that St. Paul gives to us, be not deceived, God is not mocked. It is this idea, this understanding of, in a sense, deceiving ourselves, trying to deceive others. And the reason that I seem to be harping on this, I think it's so easy for us to fall into that. So easy for us to fall into this idea and this sense of, well, because we go to the traditional Mass, we have the traditional faith, at least on the externals, that we feel that we are better than others, that we feel that's, you know, in a way that we exalt ourselves, because we see that more clearly than others, which is true, it is a grace from God. It is clearly a grace that we do see the crisis in the church today. But for one thing, it is not enough for us just to come to Mass. As I spoke to you last Sunday and mentioned to you, that we must be integral Catholics. Catholics that touch our whole being. Catholics that we are willing to live our Catholic faith every day of our life, not just on Sundays. And I think this is another a good example of this that our Lord gives to us. And how is that? Well, because these men that come and sit in the highest places, they're deceiving themselves. Deceiving themselves to think that they are higher, they are better than other people, and that's why they deserve these highest places. But from that, you can see that the one that is calling this wedding feast clearly shows to them that they would have to move. They would have to move out of that place. That's why our Lord is warning them, don't do that. Don't just assume yourself to be better than you are. Because it is. It can be a great deception to us. That we assume because we come to the traditional Latin Mass that we are better than those that don't understand that. One, we have to be thankful to God that we do see the crisis in the church. But if on the other 6 days we live just like everyone else out in the world, I mean, what good is that to our soul? If anything, it will be more to our judgment. Why is that? Because more that is given to us, the more that is expected. And so all the more so that we are sitting in these pews, more will be expected out of us. And if we just assume ourselves to be better than everyone else because we see these changes and so therefore we attend this Mass, we maybe make a long distance travel, we could go to other churches that are right around our neighborhood, but we make the effort, we get in the car, we drive out here. Is that good enough? Absolutely not. If the other 6 days we are not living that Catholic life, because we are deceiving ourselves into thinking that Sunday Catholicism is good enough. We're deceiving ourselves into thinking that that is what our Lord expects out of us. Because we will be the ones that will just assume the higher place because, well, we see the crisis in the church. We will assume the highest place and then the guest, the master will come and tell us, go sit somewhere else. There is someone more honorable than you that has come here. And how embarrassing that is for us. And that is what our Lord is trying to say. You will be humbled by that. If you exalt yourself, if you assume the highest place, you will be humbled. And he's referring to the deception that we have, the deceiving of our own self. That is why I mentioned to you last Sunday, pray for the grace to see your soul as God sees it. That you can make a good confession. That you can see clearly the state of your soul. Because I think too often we just assume, because we're coming to this Mass, that everything's fine in the state of our soul. But if not, then that is what we have to try to examine. And so as I say, yes, I think this is a good pattern that our Lord is showing to us. Of showing to us that that God is not mocked. God is not deceived. We can deceive the people around us. In a sense, we can deceive our own self. But God will never be deceived by our own state of our soul, by our sins, by the way that we live our life. And if that is the case for us, if we come in here deceiving ourselves, even to the point of, God forbid, receiving the Blessed Sacrament unworthily, and our Lord is very clear in the Gospels of what he mentions about that, that you're going toward your own judgment. And so that is why it's good for us to reflect, to examine our own soul. And that is why also to have a regular confessor, to try to gain those graces. You have that opportunity now. Before, yes, you had one confessor. Now at least you have the chance of 3 different priests to choose from. So maybe to find one priest that maybe will help your soul. I mean, I would encourage that. I would encourage you to try to have that. Because the regularity that you make with one confessor, the more progress you can make in the spiritual life. It's a shame if we have that understanding or that idea, well, I don't want to go to the same priest too often. He may know my soul. Well, are you trying to make progress or are you trying to not? Are you trying to run away from the priest? It's like, ooh, I don't want to go on Saturdays because that's only Father McDonald. So you try to just pattern yourself after to see who's hearing the confessions on Tuesday, who's Thursday night, and just start switching around priest hopping. And it's one thing, it is good to realize that the priest stands in the place of Almighty God, and so therefore you can go to any priest at any time. That is good. But if your goal behind going to different priests is so that the priest won't know you, you're deceiving yourself. You're deceiving yourself because you're thinking, well, then Father may know my voice after a while. Then what am I going to do? You could take the approach of trying to deceive your voice when you go into the confessional. Bless me, Father Fries. We can still read through that. That is what you call the Holy Ghost inspiring the priest to be able to tell that you're trying to deceive us. And so don't get into those habits of where we don't want to try to make, in a sense, progress in our spiritual life. We want to do just enough to get by. That is where you will deceive yourself. Because you're trying to deceive the priest, you're trying to deceive the people around you, maybe even your own family. Well, God forbid that happens. That is why it's important to pray for these graces, to try to see your soul as God sees it. Because if you take the approach of trying to make progress in the spiritual life, so then you want one confessor to hear your sins, so that he can direct you, that he can help you, even to the point that some people will come and they will say who they are. I mean, some people think that's horrible. It's like, gosh, I'm not going to say who I am. It shouldn't be that way for our soul. Because I will tell you, St. Claude de Colombier, the spiritual director of St. Margaret Mary, he has a book that is called Spiritual Direction. And so as a priest, I find it very useful, one, to read the life of a saint who directed a saint. And he says in there about confession, which I find very interesting, and I think it should be a very great comfort to all of you, that he says, as a priest, when a soul comes and they humble themselves, and they humble and they tell their sins, regardless of what their sins are, regardless of how severe their sins may be, he says a priest has great admiration for that soul. And why? Because they want to make the progress. They want to humble themselves before him. Because they want to have the graces from that sacrament. They want to be able to make the progress in their life. And so he said, shame on the priest if they think poorly of that soul. He said, the priest is not worth his salt. If you remember from the Sermon on the Mount, our Lord uses as an example salt as the vocation of the priesthood. That if they lose their savor, they lose the flavor that they have in things, they are no good any longer, the priest. And so St. Claude uses that same analogy of saying, if a priest thinks poorly of a soul because they confess their sins or because of what they have done, well, shame on him. It is not shame on that soul. Obviously, if we're committing grave sins, we need to work on that. But it's not that the priest will have a lower opinion of you. We are all human. We all sin. We all go to confession, every single one of us, priest included. And so we realize those struggles, and that is why our Lord has established confession by having a human hear your sins. Granted, he stands, he's the representative of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he is human from the fact that he can also try to help you because of the struggles maybe he's had in his own life too. I mean, that is the same thing as when we go to a friend that maybe has suffered something the same thing as us. We go to them seeking advice. Why? Because they've been through it. They can have sympathy and empathy toward us. And that is why our Lord has established confession that way. Because hopefully, through the grace of the Holy Ghost, the priest will help you by giving you good advice, solid advice, that will help you in your spiritual life. But if you're afraid to find that out, if you don't want him to know who you are at all, How can you make the progress in life? How can you get better in your spiritual life if you just, as I say, priest hop just with the fact of trying to get around the priest knowing you? Well, he won't know that you have this certain struggle that is going on in your soul. Because he may hear your confession once out of every 7 weeks or 8 weeks. So he won't know that. But if you have the habit of going to one priest regularly, he will be able to gain to know your soul. And by knowing your soul, he will know the struggles that you go through. Then he will be able to give you advice to root those things out. And so that is the encouragement, is not to deceive ourselves into thinking just because we attend this Mass that we're doing fine, we're on our path to heaven. I hope. But how easy it is for any of us to deceive ourselves. To deceive ourselves into thinking that just because we attend this Mass that we're doing fine, but then the 6 other days of the week, God only knows what we're doing. We cannot live our lives like that. God will not be mocked by that. God is not deceived by the appearance that we show on Sunday. And even to the fact of, God forbid, if people just feel like, well, I have Saturday and Sunday confession to enjoy myself on the weekend. What kind of an attitude is that? I mean, that is sad if that is the way that we live our lives. It is sad if that is how we live our lives. God will humble us. God will truly humble our soul if that is how we are trying to live our lives. We must try to live a Catholic life every day of our life, every hour of our life. Yes, it may be hard, but think of the reward that is at the end of it. Think of what God is offering to us. And we can't even fathom what heaven is like. So from that, I think this gospel is a great example to us. And it is because our Lord gives this parable because of the ones, the Jews that are there, that they come and they sit in a higher place. And so he teaches them a lesson. But he teaches all of us a lesson. He helps all of us to see, be careful. Be careful and do not exalt yourself, because you will be humbled. For the soul that humbles themselves, they will be the one that is exalted. Exalted maybe not until judgment day. And that is why we have the general judgment. People may question and wonder, well, if we have a particular judgment, why do we need the general judgment? For this very reason. That the good souls that have lived their life pleasing to God, they will be exalted before the eyes of everyone. And so for those souls that maybe had thought, well, they were strange, the way that they lived their life, they will see, well, that strangeness is pleasing to God. Strange to the world. Strange to the world, big deal. We have to try to live our lives pleasing to Almighty God. And that is why I say, do not deceive yourself, deceive the priest, deceive those around you. Because you will never deceive Almighty God. You will never deceive Almighty God. And so that's why this is a follow-up, we can say, to St. Paul telling us, you know, God is not mocked. So as I encouraged you last week to pray for the graces to see your soul as God sees it. To beg those graces from Almighty God. So therefore, when you make your confessions, you will make meaningful ones. Not just going in there and acting like you're reading off your grocery list. You get done, okay, I'm done. Give me my penance. Come on, Father, don't talk too long. There's a long line out there, Father. That advice that the priest gives to you may change your life. Because God willing, he is inspired by the Holy Ghost. So as I say, pray to Our Lady. This is the month of the 7 sorrows. Our Lady who sorrowed over the death of her son. We can say also sorrowing over the sins that we continue to heap upon our Lord and making that cross harder for him to carry. It is because of our sins. So remember the famous words of our Lord, "He that humbles himself will be exalted." In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.